Good morning. It is 9:04 a.m. We are here today, December 22nd, 2017, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagania, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 17-012, Mid-Pac Far East versus the General Service Agency and Port Authority of Guam. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant Mid-Pac please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. This is R. Marcel Johnson, attorney for Mid-Pac Far East. There are no institutional representatives present here.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GSA and PAG please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
My name is Darlene Hyten. I represent GSA and the Port Authority of Guam in this appeal, and there are no individuals present for each agency.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, does appellant intend to make a request for a hearing on this appeal, or do you intend to proceed on paper?
I think based on sort of the two-sentence agency report, though, it would depend on, I wasn't originally planning on having a hearing on it, but depending on the types of response the agency has, though, or based on the response so far, I think we kind of want to have a hearing rather than have submissions of affidavits, though, because if there's any evidence that's put forward, we'd like to at least the chance to cross-examine the witnesses.
So why don't we treat that as a request for hearing?
Yeah.
And could you formalize it with just a submission? Just
we'll do.
Okay.
We can always cancel at the last minute should you change your mind, but at least it's set in motion.
Okay.
Okay, also on December 21st, 2017, Ms. Hyten, you filed a motion for leave to extend the motion filing deadline.
That is correct.
And that motion will be granted, but the new motion cutoff would be January 10th, 2018. We need to get the hearing on the merits done in January.
Okay.
So the motion will be granted, but not for 30 days.
Okay, no problem.
So the motion cutoff will be January 10th, 2018. Any oppositions would be due January 17th, 2018. Any replies January 22nd, 2018. And the hearing on the merits of the appeal will be January 24th, 2018 at 9 a.m. Then, Mr. Johnson, how long do you think the presentation would take?
We really don't plan on putting any witnesses forward, maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see it taking more than a couple hours in the morning, though.
Okay, how many witnesses do you think you would have? One?
Just one, yeah.
And then Ms. Hyten, do you have an idea yet how many you might have?
You know, just based on our submission of the people that were involved in this, I would think that there would be maybe four or five witnesses.
Okay. Do you think we can get the appeal done in one day?
I don't see why not.
Okay, and again, if the parties believe this matter can be resolved on paper, you guys can always stipulate to doing so, okay?
Yeah.
I have one point of clarification, and because it is GSA/port, okay? And I haven't had the opportunity yet to look at the agency report or the procurement document, but because the Port Authority is still under the oversight of GSA, and in this case, the chief procurement officer. So, who actually made the decision? Was it GSA or denied the protest? Excuse me. Was it GSA or was it the port? In other words, let me rephrase. Did GSA consult with the port council?
I believe from the information going back and forth, they did consult with the port. And yes, GSA was the agency at the time that responded to the protest initially. When it moved forward on appeal, that's when our office was asked to take over for PAG.
So my question here is, whenever, and this is just more of a generic question, as not anything. So, because it's my understanding, and Yuka, correct me if I'm wrong on this one, it's the port people are physically doing the procurement.
For certain contracts, correct. Not everything. They don't do their own procurement. They haven't been given autonomy for their own
procurement. No, but the people are physically...
They do provide the specs for equipment and supplies that they need, and then either they send it over to GSA and say, this is what we need, and then GSA puts out the bid.
So was this a denial signed by the Chief Procurement Officer, Claudia, or was this with the full knowledge of the Port Authority? That's really where I'm coming from.
I think it was in consult, yes, and GSA did sign the denial of the protest.
And who acts, who is the contact on the port side for such a discussion on procurement? Just regular procurement matters.
The procurement department at the port is led by Stephen Munya, so he would be involved in those responses. But the individual department that requested the equipment would also be involved.
Okay,
from
the port.
Right.
So there is a representative from the port at that time.
Yes, just depending on the type of equipment that's needed,
yes,
or supplies,
okay,
services. That person who's put those specs together would necessarily be included.
And then, but at the end of the day, it is the Chief Procurement Officer who signs off.
Correct. For those procurement items that are submitted to GSA, because the port does have some contracts, service contracts, professional contracts, and I believe construction contracts, they procure on their own.
Okay.
So in those cases, then the port would have directly denied those protests or resolved any issues during the procurement process.
But in the matter at hand, it was a combination of GSA and the
right,
port.
But ultimately GSA would have signed the document.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah.
One other clarification is that due on the 22nd will be the parties' respective appeal briefs stating their positions supported by any authorities and cases and a witness list and exhibit list. Yes, an order will follow. Are there any other matters?
Could you possibly repeat the date for the opposition for any motions?
Yes, January 17th, 2018. You're welcome. Okay, if there are no other matters, then
The hearing on the merits, will that be at 9? What time will we start?
9 a.m.
On the 24th.
On the 24th, correct.
And if motions were filed and they require a hearing, then they will be done on that day also.
Okay.
Prior to.
But the party should also be prepared to proceed on the merits for the appeal on that day, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 9:15 a.m.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And-